Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of Christ the King. Why do I say that? Because on this day, Palm Sunday, our Lord comes into Jerusalem, comes to his own, and they raise their palms and sing to him, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Who did that? It was the little ones. The little ones. The boys who were 11 and 12 years old and 13 years old. The girls who were 10, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14. That was the group. And the Jews said, stop them. Make them stop. And our Lord says to them, amen, amen, I say to you that if these children do not cry out, the very rocks will cry out. The very rocks will cry out. It is the innocent and the good who can see the Christ. Over the last several weeks, we have spoken in this Lenten season of how we are to be mortified. We have seen the five fish, the five loaves of bread, the two fish. We have spoken about the five wise virgins. We have seen the five coins and the two coins and the one coin. And what does that make? Five and two. Seven, right? Seven. How many sacraments are there? How many sacraments? Seven. That's right. There are seven sacraments. And the fathers tell us that those five loaves of bread are our five senses. The two are our faith, our knowledge, and when it's supernatural, it's our faith, supernatural knowledge, and the disposition, the formation of our hearts. And in the young, they are ready to give their senses. Do you remember when you were 15 and 16 and 18 years old and you said, I want to give myself to something big and beautiful? And that's why it's so easy to fall in love with a beautiful woman or a beautiful man, a good person, because you want to belong to something that's bigger than yourself. That's how you get Marines to run into fire under guns. They want to belong to something that is big and beautiful. And these children could see the goodness of Christ. They wanted to give their five senses. They wanted to give their mind, their faith. They wanted to give their hearts to God. We have the seven now, don't we? And when these seven are together and they recognize the Christ, they are ready to cry out, despite all the danger, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That was very dangerous. Very dangerous. For only 30 or 40 years before, another one had come to Jerusalem. And he too had ridden on an ass into Jerusalem. And the Romans said, he is starting an insurrection. And the Romans went after them. These zealots, it was a false Christ, it wasn't the Christ. And they crucified them all. Crucified them. All those who cried out. All those who supported that who ought to be called an antichrist. Right? He ought to be called an antichrist because he not only was before the Christ, but he was against the Christ. A false Messiah. The Romans crucified. It was either 3,000 or 6,000 people, men, crucified 6,000 men, and they were on the roads going into Jerusalem, the same road where we find our Lord. Imagine that, 6,000 men crucified for crying out, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." It is a dangerous thing to give one's heart, to give one's faith, to give one's senses, his five gifts, to a false cause. But in the Christ, they were not wrong. We call this the Feast of Christ the King because our Lord, for the first time, permits this to happen. On other occasions, they wished to do the same thing. You remember that? When our Lord fed the 5,000? When he fed the 7,000? And they said, "Let's take him and make him king." And they were going to grab him and force him to be king and lead him into Jerusalem and triumph. And our Lord prohibited it because, as our Lord himself told to our Blessed Mother, "It is not my hour, but our Lord's hour is coming." And he permits this adulation, this sign of devotion from those who really love him. Like you, do you really love our Lord? And he wants you to cry out. That's why you have the palm, to cry out, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." He permits this. He wants it because it is one way in which we use our five senses well. Our Lord, Holy Mother Church, then shows us in the gospel for the Mass, which we just completed, shows to us how our Lord uses his five senses, his faith, and his heart to go to the cross, to go to his own crucifixion. And every one of those senses, every one, his touch, his eyes, his hearing, his smell, all of them will be attacked. They will drive nails into his hands. They will lash his body. They will, according to the holy sindone, the wrapping cloth of our Lord, he actually had one of the hooks from when they were beating him tear at his eye. He only had one eye. They injured his eyes. Every member of his body was mortified because we have sinned against our Lord in every member of our body. And he wants to make recompense for every member of your body and its sins. He was afflicted in every member. The five are all mortified. His heart is mortified. His faith is always in hearing the word of the Father. And finally, his very heart is opened. And you know what we learn from his passion and death? Is that when the soldier punctured his heart, well, that's a sermon for next Friday. He didn't die because they crucified him and they ran a nail through his hand. He didn't die from that. He didn't die from being lashed. He didn't die from being mocked and crowned with a crown of thorns. That didn't kill him. When they pierced his heart and water and blood came forth, the good doctor, who's not here, would tell you that is a sign of heart failure. Our Lord died of a broken heart. He died of a broken heart. Because he is love, and love is not loved. He gave up his life. Our Lord is teaching us to mortify those senses, and that's what we've been working on these 40 days, to mortify our five senses, to direct our heart, to form our mind in the holy faith, and to live it. And we see that these very ones who cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David, some of those very ones on Good Friday will cry out, Crucify him! They will cry out for our Lord's blood, some of them. Peter, the one who said he loved and protested that he loved, we see in the gospel. He too follows our Lord. But when a little girl, a servant girl, she said, Oh, he's one of our Lord's, he's one of Jesus of Nazareth's followers. That little 16-year-old girl frightened him. Peter, who was probably 42, 43 years old, frightened him. I do not know the man. Three times Peter denies. He who said, I will never deny you, Lord. Even if I must die, I will never deny you. Our Lord understood Peter's faith, but also knew Peter's heart. And Peter's heart needed to be strengthened. He had not yet received the grace of the Holy Ghost. He did not yet have effective grace. It was not yet time for Peter to do that which would come later on, die for our Lord. Our Lord would show Peter his own weakness, that humanly speaking, he could not carry his cross. Not yet. He would, but not yet. On this Sunday, we learn to pray for effective grace for our hearts, not to fail as Peter failed, not to fail as those who are ready to cry out, Hosanna to the Son of David, because they too had not yet received the Holy Ghost, did not yet have confirmation grace. That's what you need, is a confirmation grace. Let us therefore, on this Sunday, let us ask for that grace, effective grace. Let us all offer our communions that we live in Christ with all of our five senses and all of our faith and with a heart that is well formed to Him. Praise be to Christ the King. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.